But as the consciousness of man grew, so the light became greater within himself. He found God realization as a natural and growing part of his own being and activity. He became more interested in the heavenly worlds than his own physical universe, but knew that he had to live here and accept his worldly responsibilities as long as he was in the flesh. We find the same situation existing in these times. People are throwing off the shackles of tradition and fidelity to the ideals of orthodox religions and seeking something greater. Many in their ignorance are making a grubby mess of the old esoteric works like Buddhism. The countries behind the Iron Curtain have tried to stamp out religions. The lamas of Tibet are in hiding from the Chinese occupation forces. The masses are gradually sinking into the oblivion of conformity which has been raised above the sacraments of orthodoxy within one's life in these modern times. The reformers who have come to this world posing as saints and saviors to bring changes in religion, political, social and economic affairs have failed in their missions. They are unknowingly the agents of the Gal, negative force which rules the lower universes. The greatest mistake the orthodox religions have made is that their hierarchy believes reform of man's affairs in this world is God's design. We find a vast difference between the ECK masters who have very little interest in this world, and the reformers who have posed as masters and saints for centuries. The ECK masters have, 56, no interest in the material world except to gather up souls to take them back again to God, which is their true home. A deep examination of truth shows that Ekankar, or what we call the ECK, is the root source of all existence. It is the Sakmad, that supreme deity we know as God. This is the ultimate revelation of truth. Therefore, every religion, philosophy and sacred writing since the beginning of time has been the child of ECK, the offshoot of it. Out of it came these orthodox religions to fit the moods and times of the affairs of man. The ECK serves more than the races of this world. It supports and sustains the entire universe of all universes from God to the lowest plane of the negative ruler, Kal. All beings, all people worship the ECK in some form, be it through the channels of some orthodox religion, cult or creed. It is the universal ECK, the cosmic message, the God teachings that the present living ECK master brings as the message to the races of this world today. He brings to all individuals the living awareness of God, so that each will receive the spark of desire to seek out truth and return to his home in the God realm. Then all things will be right. 57. The illumination of the true spiritual works. The important thing facing me while in Europe this summer was the enormous hunger for God among the masses of adults. Opposite this was the decline and fall of spiritual values among the young in a society that fails to establish a clear definition of the higher ethics of religion and right living. The positive and negative values clash not only in that part of the world, but everywhere today. The problem is simple. There is a lack of true spiritual teachings throughout the world, despite the fact that the evolution of the human race has been lifted higher spiritually. Adults are not getting satisfaction from their religious faiths, and the youth are being misguided by negative values. Too many leaders are telling our youth that they can have freedom through drugs and harmful indigent ideologies, none of which have any essence of God contained within them. Freedom of the intellect and social behavior is what most people are seeking. But within this is a psychic trap, and few will ever succeed at this goal. It is extraordinary that many university faculty members are without any awareness of God and, consequently, lead their charges toward the above goals. Those who have sought God and had any degree of realization knows there is only one God, that is the highest illumination 58, which gathers in soul and makes it aware of the secret kingdom of God. None of the practices that youth may try, meditations, drugs, and pseudo-exercises of certain oriental cults and inane rituals will lead to God. Few, if any, of the adults will find God, for most are following religions which have only to do with creeds and rites of the universal mind power. Until they go to the heart of the matter, none will find God realization. Ekankar is the centric channel in the works of God. It is the very heart of the spiritual life by which all live, and it takes hold of all mystic thought even if it is not clearly comprehended. It is the source and power of truth, hence, the foundation from which all religions and philosophies have issued. No religious teacher has taught anything else but ECK, whether he did so in a diluted form, or as the whole truth. The truth of ECK is that few can give it out in the full sense of totality. Only the ECK masters in the spiritual hierarchy are able to do this, as they are able to act as the true, clear channel of God. Nothing is more depressing than to see the misguided using drugs to extend consciousness, and then claiming to have had a God-realized experience. Nothing could be further from the truth. What the user does not understand is that he has deceived himself and has had only a small experience in the lower astral world. He has become a victim to that destructive mental action we call karma, or lust, which, if allowed, develops into an abnormal demand, becoming destructive and degrading. In its broader meaning, karma includes all abnormal desires, for example, drugs, alcoholic drinks, tobacco and exotic foods, which are eaten simply for the sake of enjoying the taste. The chief function of karma, as we see it then, is to pull the user of drugs down to the common level of animals and keep him there. This is why anyone approaching an ECK master to talk of drugs, or other artificial means for expanding the soul body, is discouraged or turned away. Truth has never come through such channels. The Supreme Deity will visit its glories upon soul only when the latter has been prepared the natural way. 59. If our world societies are sick, do we individually need to be ill? The answer, of course, is no, but we must take upon ourselves the responsibility to follow the path to God, regardless of what it might bring us in return, be it suffering, hardship, or whatever. In the world of ECK, we cannot allow personal indulgences to enter into our desires. They must be pure and unselfish, wanting only God in our lives. No ECK master will approach the individual to ask him to enter into the spiritual worlds or to especially follow the path of Ikankha. It is against the spiritual law to influence and affect any seeker of God. The illumination of the true spiritual works lies in the sacred writings of the Sharatkai Sigmad, the Way of the Eternal. From this holy scripture comes all other sacred writings. Those who have been fortunate to be taken to the golden temples of wisdom and had parts of the Sharatkai Sigmad revealed to them have had a magnificent realization that this is the source from which all truth flows. Saint John spoke of it as the throne out of which the river of God flows, in the book of Revelation. Once truth is established in the individual consciousness, we know that the negative values will dissolve. Truth cannot be forced but must enter into us of its own free will. This is why we have sick societies within this world, led by those who have accepted the negative virtues to give to the lowly, hungry and sick. The true spiritual works are now entering again into this world to uplift humanity. But we individually must accept our personal responsibility to enter into the full illumination of the secret kingdom of heaven. 60. ECK Vidya – The Akasa Science of Prophecy. Prophecy is perhaps the oldest arcane science in the world, accepted by billions of people, who have depended on it since the dawn of time, through ESP, spiritual mediums, clairvoyance, astrology and oracles. However, few have ever heard of the ECK Vidya, the Akasa Science of Prophecy, which is the modus operandi used by the adepts of the path of Ikankha for delving into the future. ECK Vidya is much more inclusive than astrology or any of the mystical arts that are utilized by the well-known ancients and modern prophets of psychic precognition. It uses more siddhi powers than the practitioners of prognosis ever dreamt could be possible. The art of ECK Vidya is only an aspect of ECK, which is the fulfillment of the total awareness with God. Prophecy, or foreseeing events before they happen, and deja vu, foreseeing what has already happened, are on a far wider panorama than any of the lower arts of prophecy. It can foretell the deeper and more subtle events of life, even to the all-inclusive prophecy of a minute-by-minute mental or physical action to take place in one's life. ECK is only a path to God, but in its own broad framework are included 30 or more facets, for example, prophecy, healing, self-realization, making events for one's own future, etc. All 61. These are carried on upon a higher level than those of the occult, metaphysical and religionist teachings. The vibrations of anyone practicing ECK Vidya are so high that those on the lower spiritual scales can never be compared with them. Thy ancient mysteries were established upon the keystone of prediction. The Eleusinian, Orphicon, Pythagorean and many other ancient mystery schools had initiations which consisted of the chief priest going into a trance and giving predictions for those receiving instruction into their particular cult. Most of the works with which members of a mystery school were concerned were predictions on some basis or another. The foundation of the argument against Socrates during his trial was that he was giving the youth of Athens false hopes by predicting the political and material future of individual persons and of the chief Grecian city. The most famous of all mystery cults in ancient times was the Oracle of Delphi in the Temple of Apollo at Delphi. During a visit to this famous oracle, which is now one of the great tourist sites of ancient ruins, I met an old man who claimed that it still speaks to those who have the gift of prophecy and divine insight. At first, his words were taken lightly, until while sitting alone on the great pile of ruins near what was the mouth of the oracle, I heard its words come slowly and distinctively. When the first shock of surprise had passed, and I had slowly digested what was said, it was clear that the ancient gods of Greece still lived for those who had the ears to listen. Shortly afterwards I began the practice of ECK Vidya. The other oracle at the shrine of Dionysus, located on the island of Delos, was one of the great sites of ancient prophecy. However, the oracle which was still active up until the early part of this century, was hidden deeply in the wild mountain ranges of northern Tibet. It is known as the Voice of Terma. Visited the oracle twice with Rebazartaz. The first time I was initiated into the ancient order of the ECK adepts. The next time was to confirm some of the prophecies of my mission in this life. 62. The oracle is one of the oldest on this planet, and was used until about 50 years ago by the ECK masters when initiating Chelas into their order. Very few use the Hori modus operandi via the ECK Vidya method of giving prophecy for those who wish to know their future. The old instructions of divination which were handed down are gone. Those Tibetan masters who are able to use the Ekvidya way of looking into the future have dwindled into a handful, headed by Phubi Gorns, the abbot of the Katsapari monastery near the old site of the Voice of Terma. The ECK Vidya method of reading the Akasa records is not simple. The Kila or student places himself under the tutelage of an ECK guru, following his instructions to the letter. By constant contemplation, coupled with strong spiritual shocks, the Kila is able to awaken the Tisratil, the spiritual eye, and bring about the release of the Atmasarup, the soul body, from the physical body, putting it above the realm of time and space. This action leads the Atmasarup upward and through the other planes until it has reached the culminating experience of Moksha or Sumadhi, dash that which we know in the West as cosmic consciousness, known in the circles of the ECK adepts as the Aksha. When at this position, one knows all his future and the future of others if he so desires. Generally, one does not induce the trance state to leave the body, but can do it by what is called among the Ek adepts as the Sagana Sati. We would know it as instant projection, the ability to move at will out of the body into any of the higher states of consciousness. I can do this by simply concentrating on a physical object for a few seconds, while repeating the secret name of God. There is usually a ping within my head, but it often sounds as loud as a mortar gun. I find myself hovering above the area we know as time and space, looking at what might be in store for anyone who has asked to know about his future. ECK Vidya actually means total knowledge. All that comes to 63, him who can read the Akasa records via the soul body, is that which is known as divine. The practice of the ECK Vidya has nothing to do with the practice of yoga, spiritualism, drugs, Vedanta, astrology or any kind of oriental rituals. We are not concerned with the asanas, postures, mantras, chants and vibrations, mudras, gestures and bhajans, and pranayama. Neither does it have any relationship with the intellectual and study in philosophies. ECK Vidya works on the principle that the world is interlocking and is a unity which can be observed once we lift ourselves above the regions of time and space. Within this position we are able to see all as a totality and to sort out the powerful magnetic fields around those whom we are reading. One can be in the midst of a group of people and still put himself into the state of higher consciousness. The physical body will continue to function. Last summer, while in London, I was invited to the home of one of the British ministers. Knowing my abilities, this official asked several confidential questions about what the future held for the foreign affairs of the nation. I told him about the coming trouble with China, also about the economy shift that the Prime Minister was to make in dropping several cabinet posts and taking over the duties. However, the goal of ECK is not to develop the acquisition of CIDIS or supernormal powers of this nature. ECK Vidya is only an aspect of this enormous path to God. Generally speaking, ECK Vidya is the achievement of spiritual insight with which to look into one's own future on a minute-to-minute basis or day-by-day readings. This is the realization of the great works of the divine deity in our lives, which can be applied to all things and events we meet in the everyday routine of living. One should never be sidetracked from the ultimate realization with God. Our values change as our recognition of the inner strength and relationship to God occur. 64. Astrology, Reincarnation and Karma. Astrology, reincarnation and karma, trinity of higher levels of the spiritual science. It definitely has its place in the teachings of Ikanka. Each of these three aspects of the trinity is an exacting science, since soul must serve in the lower worlds in order to gain spiritual purification. So Ikankaya is concerned with all three of these spiritual sciences. It says in the Sharat Kai Sigmad, the way of the eternal, the holy scripture for those following the path of ECK, that we are in this physical universe to gain spiritual experience. God sent us here from out of the heavenly kingdom, as untried souls, to gain spiritual purification. We are like children who must attend school to prepare us for a place in the world. The lower worlds, which are below the soul plane, were established as a training school for soul. It is created in the heavenly world and sent into the lower worlds to receive its spiritual education. Eventually, after many incarnations, soul is purified by its experiences, after ridding itself of the lower universe karma, via reincarnations on the wheel of the 84. The wheel of the 84 is the zodiac, where we must spend so many incarnations in each sign, in order to overcome the influences of the zodiac signs. When we have conquered the 65, Awagawan, which is the wheel of the 84, we return to the heavenly world with the guidance of a spiritual traveler. After its return to the heavenly kingdom, soul is able to serve with God as a co-worker in the various planes of the worlds which make up the total universe of the Supreme Deity, because it has gained spiritual judgment and maturity. It is said that each soul after leaving the kingdom of God, in the beginning of its life, will have rounds of births and deaths in the lower plane, mainly the earth world. This includes the various different species of living beings that it must pass through to the human apex, and its many lives in the latter form. The 84 on the wheel means the number of times we will have births and deaths in the lower worlds. 84 lakhs amounts up to 8,400,000 times, and a lakh equals 100,000. In other words, the individual soul will go through each zodiac sign 7 times in order to be able to conquer the influences outside itself. This is true, but there is the accelerated way of getting through this karma, so one does not have to spend his time in a round of births and deaths. This is the path of Ikanka, which leads to total consciousness of God. The influences as reported by astrology exert tremendous pressure on soul so long as it uses a physical body. Much of the karma that we are working out is that which is natural in any given sign of the zodiac. As quickly as one learns to overcome the influences of one sign, he moves into the next. This may be done anywhere, whether on the Earth planet, or any of the other planets. Following this, soul moves on to the next plane, that is, the astral, where it will go through a different process until it has reached the end of its period there. After this, it spends time in the causal plane and then the mind world. When it is through with all of these, it enters again into the heavenly worlds as a pure, spiritual entity to serve God. However, those who are able to find the ECK masters and, 66, follow the true teachings, will be able to get off the wheel of the 84. The ECK master will show the Keeler the simpler way of getting into the God realization state, which will cut through all the illusions that the negative forces try to snare him. WITH. Any teaching which informs us that soul must spend its time as allotted for 8 million years or more WITHIN the lower worlds is not of the truth. Since ECK encompasses all the teachings of religions and philosophies, it serves to lift soul into self-realization and later to the true God consciousness, where liberation is found. There is so much to discuss about the three aspects of the spiritual sciences, astrology, reincarnation and karma. So much is to be given out to the world about ECKANKAR and its path to the Supreme Deity, that it is doubtful that any one person can do it within the years he has in this world. But if he is an ECK master, then the teachings go on in an ever-widening circle, from the planes beyond until they take in the whole lower world. 67. UFOs are visitors from astral planes. Official investigation of UFOs by a government project at the University of Colorado is due to fail, for these phenomena, generally believed to be visitors from outer space, are only astral plane entities. This explains why some persons are able to see flying saucers and other UFOs while others cannot. UFOs consist mainly of astral projections, as explained in my book, The Tiger's Fang, from that plane, which resemble physical objects so closely that many who see them call such phenomena visitors from other planets. People see them, animals are aware of them, and while in no sense unnatural they are, of course, being projections, only seemingly real and solid. Flaming engines roar, red and green lights flash and they move with incredible speed, but only in the minds of those who project and receive the images. Anyone who is a follower of ECKANKAR is aware of this. He knows what goes on in those planes beyond the physical universe. Unlike most people, followers of ECKANKAR do not take the UFO experiences at face value. They are acutely aware that things are not what they seem. ECK travelers are cognizant of the psychic planes above the physical universe, for example, the astral, causal, mental, etheric and the 68, soul plane, which is the dividing line between the worlds of the heavenly realm and the lower psychic ones. These lower planes are not actually separated from the physical universe, they coexist with it. The two of them, physical and psychic, exist not alone but relative to one another. The logical explanation for UFOs is that they are not visitors from outer space, secret developments by any government, nor the result of mass hysteria. They are perfectly natural astral projections of the psychic world. ECK travelers who make daily journeys into the other worlds are warned at the start of their training on the inner planes, what to expect from the snares and traps of the psychic powers. UFOs are one of the phenomena objects they will witness, but they are to give them little attention and proceed onward to eventually reach the fifth or soul plane, where they will be liberated from all the trials and troubles of the psychic and physical worlds. The UFO experience is generally a subjective one, something like religious or emotional occurrences. These two planes often impinge on one another, and physical manifestations are also numerous in the astral plane. Many who have never ascended above the physical plane have the intuitive ability to see such manifestations as UFOs. This explains why, when a UFO is sighted, some people in the immediate vicinity will notice it, but not others. There are any number of cases of UFOs appearing over large cities in the daylight hours to be reported by only one or a very few people. In one case, a youth called the police to a farm and the two officers saw the UFO rise over the farmland. Horses in a nearby corral were disturbed, but the farmer and his family were unaware of the proceedings. This sort of example could be expanded without limit. Ezekiel saw a wheel, not a rocket ship or a flying saucer, because in his day the human mind was not able to conceive of such things. At that period, the wheel represented the ultimate in technology. UFOs of the Middle Ages suspiciously resembled air balloons. Those of the late 19th century were reported as 69, having gondolas beneath elliptical bodies, and their engines went chug chug, not whoosh. Those who project the amazingly lifelike UFO images from the astral plane are not actually very spiritually advanced. They can only project what they have heard about, and their imagery is not the best, or they would be aware of and interested in reaching the God plane where total awareness would be found. Those who do see UFOs generally have a high IQ and possess some clairvoyance which gives them an insight that others do not have. If only they would reach on further, it would be found that any E.C.K. spiritual master would come to their aid and guide them past this phenomenon toward the highest realm of God via the path of Ikankar. 70. Initiation. Its place in our spiritual growth. Initiation into any secret spiritual society is the supreme distinction for anyone seeking the realm of God. Passing through the initiation ritual brings the manifestation of the sacred forces and lifts each into the transcendental realities of God. However, the initiation must be given by a true spiritual master who links the Kila with the spiritual forces and gives him freedom and liberation of soul. This is the basic key to initiation in Ikankar, its place in our spiritual growth. Not everybody is ready for initiation, but many teachers of the esoteric subjects who arrive on these shores from the Orient make little distinction as to who has reached a climax of growth and is ready for initiation. Usually the initiation is given first and the study of the respective teachers' works comes second. This is the wrong way of handling initiation. It is little more than joining any orthodox cult or religion with a ritual of some nature. Study for the Kila who is following the path of Ikankar must go on for 2 years before he can qualify. By this time the Kila has learned enough about E.C.K. to determine if he wishes to follow this path. Should he decide against it, there is always the freedom to leave and find another way to God without opposition or mental qualms. We find that anyone who takes up the study of Ikankar will be given an inner initiation when he begins to practice there. 71. Spiritual exercises of E.C.K. laid down in the first series of discourses called the Precepts of Ikankar. He may not be aware of it, but the changes of this inner initiation which are made in him are noted by the master and friends. Some Chelas do have a vivid recall of the inner initiation, but others have no feeling or understanding of it. This inner initiation is sometimes given in the dream state by that entity whom we call the Dream Master. Often it is given while the Kila is fully conscious and can remember everything about it. It is truly a wonderful experience for those who can recall every part of this first initiation. An inner initiation is made possible for the purpose of gradually preparing the Kila for the final link up with the sound current, the audible life stream, that which we know as the Word, spoken of so much in the Bible and other sacred literature. Upon finishing the second series of discourses, entitled Soul Travel, The Illuminated Way, the Kila is ready for the second but objective initiation, which is the one which gives him the secret word for himself. This word is not a mantram but fits his vibrations with that of the spiritual power. He then is an accepted member of the initiates of E.C.K. Following this second initiation he is given further studies and later the ninth initiation which brings him into the secret order of the Vairagi, the brotherhood of the Ikankar adepts. He is accepted and able to do almost anything that they are capable of doing. There are 12 initiations in the works of Ikankar. It takes several years of study for anyone to reach the pinnacle area where he can become a true co-worker with God in this lifetime. But once the Chelas have passed the second initiation, much of their karmic debt has begun to work off swiftly. They never have to return to the Earth planet unless they so desire. Our greatest obstacle lies in the fact that many teachers want those who show any interest in their respective works to be initiated at once. Such an initiation may do more harm than good. 72. For the Kila. Seldom does a Kila have any experience in esoteric affairs, and most lack a knowledge of what is in store with such initiations. Often they become dependent upon the teacher rather than learning what can be done for themselves. They feel that to leave the teacher would cause spiritual damage, although they may not be getting anything from the studies of these particular works. Many teachers of this nature also discourage the Kila from leaving after initiation into their path to God with fear techniques. For example, that if he does leave the studies they are teaching, he is doomed to remain on the astral plane and never have any spiritual growth. This is interfering with the Keeler's freedom. There is also too much promise of what an initiation may do for the Keeler. Those who seek it may expect the glories of God at once, according to many teachers. Also their physical and economic welfare will be taken care of by some mysterious means of God.